Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do love this song. You know when you hear this music. It's the Drifters, right, Cakes?
That is correct.
You know our guy, Charlie Casserly, is nearby. There he is. He joins us. As we approach here, I guess we're in the middle of the legal tampering period. Free agency officially begins tomorrow. Charlie Casserly. Charlie, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Great. How you doing?
Hello,
great,
Charlie. Charlie, do you enjoy social media? I'm seeing you put out videos all the time, breaking down film. It looks like you're loving it.
Yeah, it's fun. So I didn't think it would be, but they asked us to do it, so we've kind of embraced it and we're having fun with it.
Yeah, good for you. All right, let's get right into this Kirk Cousins thing. It's kind of interesting, his choices here. And there are some reports he may only have two choices. Then Arizona, they suddenly, you hear reports that, no, they're very, very much interested. And Jason brought up a good point. So recently, Charlie, we've heard that there's mutual interest from Minnesota's and from the Cousins camp. And that makes a lot of sense, right? That's a team ready to win now. And they have money. But what if he spurned them and went to the Jets or the Cardinals? Where does that leave Minnesota? Now they've lost Keenum. Are they all done with Bradford and Bridgewater?
No, I don't think they're necessarily all done with him. It's a question of those players are not going to be in the front market.
Right.
They're going to be in the second market.
Right.
So they're going to have to wait and see how things settle. Now, it appears Buffalo could be out of it because there's a rumor that they're close to trade with Indianapolis. That puts them to get one of the top quarterbacks.
Right.
With Keenum signing, that takes Denver out of it. And Barkley's got to be one of the first six picks, so the Jets are assured of getting one of the four quarterbacks.
Right.
Question of, you know, which one. All right. So, in that case, Bridgewater and Bradford, they'll turn to them, I would expect, and try to sign maybe both of them. And, you know, if Bridgewater's healthy, then they're going to be okay. Bradford, we can't count on.
What was the rumor you were talking about with the Bills and the Colts?
Yeah, there was a report last night that the Bills are close to trading with the Colts to get the third pick in the draft.
Oh, wow.
The reason I bring that up, that takes them out of the market.
Right.
So that basically puts Arizona, the Jets, and Minnesota for Cousins. But the Jets know they get one of the four quarterbacks now.
Charlie, so
okay, because they're six?
Yes.
So if Arizona...
If Cousins goes to Arizona, Minnesota goes back to their old guys.
So let's say Arizona swings and misses on Cousins. We're hearing they're prepping a monster deal for him. I'm looking at their current quarterback depth chart, and it has Drew Stanton, Blaine Gabbert, and Matt Barkley listed. So if they miss on Cousins, do they dip into that secondary market that you're talking about? Maybe a Bradford, maybe a guy like Bridgewater is their guy, at least for a few years?
Yeah, they have to. They go to A.J. McCarron.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably the next guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody's going to come up empty here at this point. Now, again, Bridgewater could go to say, Arizona. Now, Minnesota is back down to Sam Bradford or A.J. McCarron.
Who do you think the Bills want? Which one of those quarterbacks do you think they want?
Oh, I have no idea. No. You get all different opinions on how they're rated. I have Darnold 1, Rosen 2, Mayberry 3, Brad, and Allen 4. So I don't know who they want.
So if the Bills traded up, would that be – well, they obviously have to trade picks, but would they trade players too, you think?
I have no idea. I don't know how many more players they have to trade. So they've gotten rid of a lot in the last year.
Yeah,
Charlie.
You know,
I think Indy looks at it in the long term of what we can build. We've got a quarterback, so we can get back into 12. And I'm sure they're going to ask for a one next year and the one this year. So all of a sudden now they're starting to put themselves in a position to build a team, and they can get a good player at 12.
would you be all done with Bradford? Because I know you liked him a couple years ago. You've always liked his talent. He just can't stay healthy.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, he's not a guy that you want to put a lot of money into. You don't have your problem solved with Bradford.
Right.
And he had a hell of a game the first game of the year. That's his problem. He has one game.
Right.
So it was never. I always felt the same. I thought the guy had a lot of talent on the field and really blossomed in Philadelphia, and then took another step in Minnesota, but you can't count on him.
Right.
So, Charlie, for the teams that miss out on the Cousins Derby, how realistic is it that they can steal Drew Brees, who hasn't signed yet, out of New Orleans at this point in his career?
Well, I would have said on Sunday, no. I still think Brees will want to go back. I just think if Minnesota has put themselves in a tough position, but we don't know where they are right now. What we reported yesterday was that they want to pay him $22 million, which is the average of the last 2 years that he's paid there. But that's kind of deceptive because they redid the deal. And, yeah, that would have been his average probably for the contract. But I don't know how you pay a Hall of Famer, which is what he is, who is still playing at a high level, less than any other quarterback.
Right.
Now, Brady takes it. Brady's fine. So if it's up to Drew Brees. Does he want to accept that, or does he want to be paid as the top quarterback on the market, which is what he is? That's really in Brees' hands and New Orleans' hands. It does open a window for Minnesota.
What about the fact that he issued the statement, though, that basically he's going to do whatever it takes to stay in New Orleans? Do you put no stock in that?
No, I believe that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
The rest of this is just conjecture.
Right.
No, I don't think there's any question he wants to stay in New Orleans. I believe that.
Right.
Do you think that the Vikings will end up with either Brees or Cousins?
Yeah, I think not Brees, not Cousins.
Right.
So not Brees.
That's the best thing. Arizona is not out of this thing, though.
I know.
They're very much in it because Cousins likes Arizona.
He likes Arizona because?
I think somebody told me perhaps his family is from there. I don't know. Maybe his wife is from there. I don't know.
Sister or something like that. Sister-in-law. Yeah, yeah, right.
So something like that. It's from a family there. I think he likes the weather.
Right.
I think he likes playing in that environment.
Uh-huh.
I think Fitzgerald's probably done a good job selling him along with David Johnson.
Right.
The defense statistically has done well. And if you get Johnson back, you got a beginning of a running game. Now Fitzgerald is still a good receiver, but he's not a speed guy. So we got to get something done there. So those are the reasons he likes that. Minnesota, it's a question of probably where Minnesota is financially on this thing.
Right.
Because what the head coach wanted to do is not tear apart the defense.
Right.
Okay. And you pay this guy upper 20s, something's got to give now. Okay. And it's going to have to be somewhere in the future on that defense.
Right. Man, this is going to get crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait. Would you suspect this happens pretty with this legal tampering period and everything? Can they actually take visits? Could he go over there and visit them right now, or does he have to wait until tomorrow?
No, he's
going to
wait until they start, and then they can visit.
Then he can visit. Huh.
And I think one of the things that Cousins Camp said is that we're not going to be Brock Osweiler. We're not going to sign someplace without visiting.
Right.
So I think that, you know, he has, right now, he has the leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not, the quarterbacks are running out, see, and the teams are running out. But there's still teams in there. The Jets now can stay in as long as they want. Arizona, you know, basically, who else do you sign, see? So he can, the comment that was made on our network last night is he's not going to be Brock Osweiler. He's not going to agree without going in there first.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Why you didn't mention the Jets at all. And I've always thought that wasn't a good fit for a lot of reasons. I wouldn't want to play in New York. I mean, that's just crazy. I don't know if that fits his personality either, to be honest. But why do you seem to not give it much? It doesn't seem to be one of the finalists for you, at least.
Because I think, you know, I do believe winning's important to him, and the Jets are the farthest team away.
Right.
So, and with Allen Robinson off the market now, that takes, you know, one of the receivers that are out there that the Jets could have targeted.
Right.
So, joined by Charlie Casley, former Redskins and Houston Texans GM. Now you can watch him on NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. You mentioned Allen Robinson. He's off the board. A couple of us are intrigued by Sammy Watkins. What do you see in his skill set and his play the last couple of seasons? Would he be a good fit for the Redskins?
Yeah, last year, essentially with the Rams, he wasn't targeted a lot. They liked him. They want to keep him, okay? And because he gave a speed dimension to them,
right?
So so he played well. He just didn't target him a lot, and that could be Goff, could be the system there. McVay's not a deep throw guy, see? So there's a little bit of guesswork with him because he missed some time with injuries. But the guy's a good player, and I think that he showed it in Buffalo when he started there, when they targeted him.
Yeah.
So the guy's got speed.
I'm very intrigued by him.
Receiver.
The injury thing is, I'm very intrigued by him. But I keep hearing that the Reds, because he's not high on their list. Like I've seen a potential list.
Well, they may not want to spend that kind of money. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
So
Charlie, what out of the four quarterbacks, the four potential first round quarterbacks, Allen, Darnold, Rosen, and Mayfield, which one of those guys do you think could be ready for in week one? Or would they all kind of sit and be a bridge?
Well, Darnold and Rosen would be the two that you could play week one. You know, Rosen's been in a pro system, been well coached by pro coaches. And not that Darnold hasn't been well coached too, but people who know more about it than I feel Rosen is ahead in that area. But Darnold's not far behind.
Where do you put Lamar Jackson?
I don't think you'd want to start either one of them right away any time.
Right.
But if they had to, you could.
Where do you put Lamar Jackson in the equation?
I have no idea. Okay, not in the top four. People say that late in the first round. I haven't really spent a lot of time studying that. I'm not sure. I don't know which team back there. And again, I haven't studied it. Wants a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then who at the top of the second round still needs one? Maybe none now. So people say he's going to go at the end of the first. Well, tell me who's taking him.
Right.
See, I think people say that and don't look at it.
Right.
And now the top of the second gets it. Hey, maybe Minnesota. I have to think. I don't remember if they have a first round pick or not. I have my chart in front of me. But you know, or Minnesota could use a quarterback.
What would you do?
We know that.
What would you do if you're Cleveland and you're in that spot there? And Barkley just blew everybody away. I assume you're one of the guys that were very impressed by him.
Minnesota does have it. They have a 30th pick.
Would you?
Okay, so there's Lamar Jackson, maybe.
All right.
Would you be so bold as to take Barkley one to make sure you had him, and then know you're going to get one of the other quarterbacks, or would you make sure you got the quarterback you wanted first, and worry about Barkley later?
I'm taking Sam Darnold. I think there's a separation between him and the other quarterbacks. I'm taking him. I rated six running backs with first round grades. Mm-hmm. Now there's Barkley and the rest.
Right.
But I'd get my quarterback. You've been bad for so long. You've missed on quarterbacks. It's sitting there. Don't get cute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What? So you got six running backs in the first round. That means there's certainly going to be some of them available there at 13 for the Skins.
Probably four of them in the second round. Yeah.
Well, sure. Even in the first round for the Skins potentially. Who give us the other guys that you're really high on?
Well, you got Geis of LSU.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the two Georgia backs. You've got Chubb,
right.
Michelle. You got Rashard Penny of San Diego State. I've got him, later in the first round. And I know I'm missing one right now. They don't have my stuff in front of me.
Right. But
it'll be interesting what they take there. Because I think the running backs will slide because of the depth of them.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the defensive tackle from Washington, Vita Vea.
Right.
And which he would be outstanding for them. He's a loading nutter.
Well, it's going to be crazy.
Well, that'd be hard to pass that
out.
Yeah,
that would be. That'd be a nice get.
It'd be real hard to pass that out.
So do you think that we'll find something out tomorrow on Cousins? Or do you think it'll take a couple days?
I think where he visits first will tell us a lot.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think we will. I think the research, the reporters out there will begin to say there's a deal imminent. Right. That's what I expect.
Now,
tomorrow.
This is a big if, but just to say the Vikings did lure Brees. I know it's no one really thinks that's possible, but does that put the Saints in Cousins?
Sure, it has to. You got to figure they want to win a championship and they're close,
right?
So that has to be. They have to go to that route.
Yeah, but then they'd have to give Cousins the money they didn't want to give Brees,
which is illogical. So that's why they closed the Brees deal.
They can't do that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Charlie. It's great as always. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, great here with you guys.
Yep. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the skinny.
Charlie Cashley.
Charlie C. It's going to get interesting, fellas.
He's high on Darnold.
Like interesting, Darnold. Too, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie visiting the Skins today. It's going to be a busy day.
Who was cut by the Giants because he wouldn't take a pay cut.
And he's 32.
Yeah.
You have kind of an old secondary. If you sign him, 32 on one side, 30 with Josh Norman on the other.
Well,
can they play? That's what I care about, Cakes.
Can always draft one.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get right. Seriously, I got to knock this $5.
You're shaking it up.
Back.
She won't do it right now. I dare you.
Well, I got to read this first.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I can't read and drink at the same time.
Shake it up.
Okay. All right, but if you don't like coffee, Cakes loves coffee. I don't know why. Valdez loves coffee. I don't know why. Bickle loves coffee. It's terrible.
It's called caffeine.
All right, but you know what? This is healthier for you. All right, this right here, healthier for you than coffee.
Yes. It tastes better.
And you know what? It definitely tastes better. And if you don't like spending $6 on a premium cup of Joe every time you need a pick-me-up, well, you sound like the perfect candidate for a 5-Hour Energy shot. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making? Well, it's easy. Just swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com. Or you can click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, we got a couple cool contests going on. Of course, we got the Cash Flash. You got 12 chances every day to win $1,000. Multi-market contest. Listen to the updates at the top of the hour, and you get your code word.
Yep.
And you text 72881, and you got a chance to win $1,000. Also on the show today, 9 o'clock. Actually, it's 9:20 because Jay Beagle's joining us at 9. At 9:20, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field. Plus, we have Caps Stars tickets. That game is coming up March 20th. That's a week from today. Caps, of course, got that big win last night against the Jets in overtime to move back into first place in the Metro. Grubauer in the net gets his second win in his last three starts. Only given up 4 goals in those 3 games. I believe Holtby was given up 3.75 goals per game in like the last couple of months.
Starts in a row is a definite pattern. There's something going on here with the Caps.
It's his job to lose.
Seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to ride the hot goalie. Of course, that's what every team is desperate for that.
Yep.
To find somebody they can cling their hopes to.
So we're going to have...
Does this eventually hurt Holtby more?
I don't know. I think it's part of the
game.
Or do
you care?
Oh, I'll tell you this. It hurts the value of my Holt Beast t-shirt because I don't have a Groovy t-shirt. It certainly hurts the value of that.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jay Beagle about that coming up at 9 o'clock for the morning skate. Also, Wizards in action tonight. It's kind of big. I was looking at what happened last night. So the Spurs were on ESPN last night, and they played the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Rockets pummeled them. The Rockets pummel almost everybody.
Did Harden play?
He did, yes.
Harden played.
Okay. And Aldridge didn't. So.
What's stunning is, take a look at the Western Conference standings. The Spurs are out of the playoffs. The San Antonio Spurs are out of the playoffs right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So they've been tanking.
But they're 10 games above 500, I believe. Something like that. I mean, they're not exactly 10 games above 500. It's not like they're a bad team.
37-30.
The Western Conference is good.
Western Conference is good. And there was, I think, three. Now, Portland's won 10 straight, I think.
Yep.
So I think 3 through 8 are all within, I'm going to say 2.5 games, something like that. I could be off by a half or a game. But
probably got to take 3 out of the mix, but maybe 4 through 8.
Because
I think Portland has moved way up.
I'll tell you right now because I got the standings in front of me. Right now, Portland is – all right, so it's a four-game difference. So Portland at three is 12 games back. Utah and the Clippers are tied right now at 16 games back, you know, 7 and 8.
Right.
So 3 through 8 are separated by 4 games.
Yeah. Very tight in the Western Conference. Same deal in the Eastern Conference. So big game against Minnesota, who has about the same record as the Wizards, but it seems like people hype up Minnesota more than the Wizards. Wizards 38-29, Minnesota 39-29. John Wall's near his return, but they're not going to play with John Wall tonight.
Mm-mm.
They say he's been in practice, been running sets with the offense. Like they're implementing him.
Yeah, he's getting close.
I watched him shooting jumpers. They were kind of set shots.
Mm-hmm.
What they showed, at least to the media.
Yeah, but if he's running offensive sets, he's getting after it.
T-Wolves, by the way, not great on the road. They're 13-21 on the road.
But correct me if I'm wrong, right? I mean, if the playoffs started today, they'd play Cleveland in the first round.
Yes,
still the case
in Cleveland. Game one in Cleveland.
Right,
but they're separated by half game.
Half
there.
Game.
So it's very tight and fluid.
Ooh, the T-Wolves score a lot, and they allow a lot of points.
It's
going to be a track meet.
I mean, it's not like they're on fire anymore, but what if they go in there and it's just like an adjustment period? And not only are they playing tough teams, but they're having to readjust to John. I mean, they're only 2.5 games of being tied for out of it.
Right. They could be like the Spurs.
Yeah, every game is big.
I mean,
every game is big.
And there's going to be an adjustment period getting back to John in the flow. It's normal.
I think you should expect that.
I think you've seen the last few games. First of all, the red hot, and I don't want to take a shot at him, but the red hot Thomas Satoransky, that's not there anymore. Okay, he's dipping down a little bit, regressing to the mean. He's still a nice player, but he's not putting up the performances consistently like he was early in that streak. And the team, they need John Wall back. They got bludgeoned by the Heat on Saturday. Pummeled.
Yeah,
Goran Dragic.
Well, their defense,
dominated him,
their defense,
and he only had
awful.
10 points in the game. But Dragic controlled the whole.
Does
flow
Satoransky
of the game.
You know what? Not have those defensive numbers that he had there for the first 10-12 games?
Haven't seen those statistics.
Well,
he didn't in the Miami game.
Those breakdowns were ridiculous.
Defensive stats are boring. Let's be honest.
They might be boring,
like
but they were
them.
Telling.
Sure,
they
of
were
course.
Pretty telling.
But you have to when the Wizards played the Pelicans on Friday night. All right,
Anthony
he wasn't there, but you have to win that game,
yeah.
Especially without Anthony Davis, right? All right, then they play the next night. I got to think that those guys, I don't know what their mentality is going into a game like that, but when you allow 129 points to the Miami Heat, you're just not ready to play. Either you're not ready to play or you don't want to play.
Mm-hmm. Or you're just gassed from the night before.
Okay, well, that's kind of
second
coincides
back-to-back.
With not ready to play, right?
Yep.
And there are a few spots on every team's schedule like that. Now, some teams like Memphis, it's every night.
Right.
Because they've lost 18 straight. But with the Wizards, you have a night where you say, you know what, tonight's just not going to be, we're not ready to play. We're tired.
Have you ever been on a team that bad?
18 straight losses?
18 straight losses.
No,
I mean, at any point in life, were you on a team that was that bad?
When we played.
Where you just expected to lose game in and game out. Even when Cakes, EB and I played on the South Bowie basketball team, county basketball team, and we generally got drilled.
Team Knobs.
We had a couple of games, whether it was Greenbelt or Beltsville, where we knew we could win.
Those were our dubs.
When we played the Hills, Oxon Hill.
We could never beat
Silver Hill.
Yeah.
We didn't beat
all the Hills.
When I was growing up, I played for Lanham in county. So
right.
We played long before AAU ball existed.
Right.
So we played county ball, and you play other teams from Silver Hill.
We played Landover Hills.
Played Landover
Hills.
All of them. Yeah. And Landover Hills were all brothers.
Oh, of course.
Fast kids, could jump. They
Dunking.
Would kill us. And we were all white.
Mm-hmm.
We were all white kids.
Brothers. Just like my team, buddy.
No, we always had one brother on the team.
And he was light-skinned.
We had Chris Johnson.
We had me. We had a kid named Steve. We had a kid named Pat.
Right.
We had a kid named Sherman.
So many white names.
We had a kid named Sherman. His name was Sherman.
You didn't have Tyrone?
We had a kid named Josh.
Yeah.
All right, we're all white kids.
You know what you didn't have? Guys named Malik.
Right. But Landover Hills did. We didn't start beating Landover Hills until we acquired kids named Malik.
Yeah.
Acquired.
Yeah, we did some.
Playing on those teams, we never had an 18-game loser. Could you imagine being in Memphis? You've lost 18 games in a row. Now you're getting paid handsomely.
Yeah.
Still, that's got to be depressing.
Well, they're trotting out guys like Dylan Brooks and JaMychal Green every single night. Of course they're going to take L's left and right.
Well, they're tanking. All these teams are tanking.
Yeah. They don't want to win.
Here are
at this
the teams
point.
That are tanking. Memphis is tanking. Orlando's tanking. The Knicks are tanking. The Suns are tanking.
The Bulls.
The Kings are tanking. the Bulls
not quite
supposed to be.
Not quite to the point we needed them to tank, but they're tanking.
And who else? Dallas is tanking.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's lost.
Bad teams.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people in Vegas are making a killing betting against these tanking teams.
Sure, anyway, big game for the Wizards tonight against Minnesota. AWOD has walked in here twice in the last 10 minutes. I guess a lot of free agent news is coming to the forefront very quickly.
We've got breaking
news.
Well,
you've got Ian Rappaport. That's a fake news account.
Hold on.
What is Ian saying?
Yeah.
He says the Chiefs.
Play the breaking news sound effect real quick.
Valdez is going to pull it up.
You have it ready?
He's going to hawk it.
All right.
No, because I thought we weren't doing it.
Let me just say this.
I just like the sound
effect. If this turns out to be wrong, I haven't even seen it yet. If this turns out to be wrong.
It's not wrong.
Then he has to quit.
Rappaport, right.
I'm
though,
just saying he has to.
No, you don't realize Rappaport.
Okay, but
Rappaport was beating Schefter yesterday on a lot of the news.
Yeah,
breaking sports news. All right, here we go.
You love this sound. It gives you a chub.
I do. JP.
According to Rap Sheet, the top free agent receiver off the market, the Chiefs are planning to sign wide receiver Sammy Watkins to a 3-year deal. According to sources, we also have from
well,
John
by the way,
Kine,
the numbers are apparently
for Pat Mahomes. I kind of like that.
3 years, $48 million. If you believe. Rapport, $30 million of it guaranteed.
Wow.
We also have from John Keim about Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie will visit the Redskins today. And DRC played in the slot the last 2 years with the New York Giants. Skins want a slot guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coleman gone,
also
one
to watch once free agency begins.
Wow.
So and that's a guy that you'd be able to get, I would think, for relatively low salary.
So
you're not going to pay DRC a ton of money.
Top three receivers off the board because you had Landry get traded.
Yep.
You had tagged in the trade. You got Robinson going to Chicago, and now Sammy's going to.
Now, I want to say Albert Wilson was slated to meet with Miami.
Yeah, but he's nubs.
I understand he's nubs, but people thought the whole Alex Smith connection, they played together in Kansas City.
I think the Skins are probably going to go after Paul Richardson from Seattle.
He can stretch the field, yeah.
He can get deep. Redskins need that.
I've seen his name.
And now with these other receivers flying off the board, and he's going to be a cheaper alternative than the guys, you know, like Allen Robinson
They're
and obviously Watkins.
Cheap.
They're big into bargains. Yes,
right.
Correct.
Well, I hope he's good.
Mm.
Well, that's if he signs here, but I think that's who they're probably turning their sights towards.
Yeah, I told you, Sammy Watkins. That was
Sammy
my guy.
Watkins
that was my
infatuation.
Target.
It's done.
Yeah. Big surprise, he lasts about 20 seconds before he signs because he can play.
There's going to be a flurry of signings tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fast.
What about Wilkerson? Is he still in play? Did he already visit here?
I thought he was meeting last
today.
Night.
I thought they went out to dinner.
They went out
last
to dinner. At,
you're right.
At the Palm?
No, at Carlisle near my house.
Oh, nice.
I think that was recommended. Is that where they ended up going?
I saw Josina Anderson tweet that that's where they had dinner.
I thought she tweeted that's what she recommended.
Did she have dinner?
Maybe you're right.
Did
maybe.
She have dinner, or did he have dinner with Dan and Bruce, or just Dan?
I don't know.
they just said with the Redskins front office.
Bet he had a big dinner. It's a big boy.
Ordered the biggest steak in the menu.
That's one
course,
bill you don't want to
cover. If Dan Snyder's footing the bill, of course you're going to find a champagne.
Right. He's like Jason eats a foot long and a 6-inch.
That hasn't happened in years.
I've seen Jason do that.
I thought it was 2 foot long.
No. It really wasn't. It was a foot long and a 6-inch. He knew his limitations.
You know what? They're tall tales. They just keep growing and growing.
What
over
year
was
that?
It's
was that 1992 or?
93, 92, 93. Yeah, something like
well,
that.
Well, when you're hammered, you think you can eat more than you actually should.
That is true.
That's exactly
Big
what
man,
happened.
That's nothing to be ashamed of there, brother.
Don't forget.
That now, I'll tell you that.
Coming up next on the show, mystery guest.
Ooh.
Junk's mystery guest, so you don't want to miss that. You know what else you don't want to miss out on? The St. James. It's coming, and it's going to be a total game changer. It's opening in September of 2018. The new complex boasts a field house, ice rinks. Oh, I can strap on my skates, an Olympic-sized pool, and courts galore. Join, learn to play, and developmental programs, competitive teams or leagues, or find top-notch coaching and training in 30-plus sports. Enjoy climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park. Plus, the St. James offers a premium health club, Medi-Spa, Spike Mendelsohn restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center all under one roof. Find more details at thestjames.co.
Oh!
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to be joined by a mystery guest in a few. The last time we did a mystery guest, it was Mr. Wash. We love him. And you get, we can get free car washes now.
I believe our mystery guest history is Paul Stanley.
Okay.
Mr. Wash. Who else have we done?
A few more.
That's about it.
Rom.
Rom was a mystery guest.
Worst mystery guest ever. You can't book
a
worse than Rom. Impossible.
I'm sure we have for the years.
Would you put this guy way above this guest? Or I don't know if it's a guy or girl, but would you put this guest above all of those?
I'm not saying that.
Oh. Yeah.
I noticed what Valdez is doing with the musical selection by The Who.
Thank you.
By the way, I used a free gift card for Mr. Wash yesterday.
You did? Very nice.
In Arlington.
You didn't use the Fast Pass?
I don't have that.
You didn't get that? Oh, yeah. You're missing out. I did the Fast Pass, and it literally took 3 minutes for the entire deal.
That's fantastic.
They scanned it. You went right to the front of the line, drove right through.
Skipped all the
drove
dogs.
Out. Done. 3 minutes. Yeah. It was the greatest.
Did you forget the tip?
Tip? Well, I wouldn't have to tip. I was never left my car. Nobody did anything.
Don't you usually tip at those joints?
Oh, you were in the car?
Yes.
If they do the inside, you might tip them.
You only tip if they do the inside.
At the Arlington store.
They pat down dry.
Arlington store, you cannot stay in the car.
Yeah, you got to get out. Yeah. I get it.
Ah, got it.
All right, so we have a mystery guest on the line.
All right, what are the parameters?
We're going to ask him a few questions, or could
her.
Be a she.
We don't know.
It's only a yes or no. They can only answer yes or no.
Yes.
Correct.
And we have no clue. I mean, really, no clue. No genre, nothing.
No.
I'll ask the mystery guest the first question. Are you involved in the world of sports?
No.
Not a sports person.
I recognize that voice.
Are you involved in the music industry?
No.
All right.
Are you involved in television?
No.
Hmm.
Do you live in the D.C. area?
No.
Have you been on this show in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Altering his voice.
Vic,
there.
Do you have one?
No.
Have you been on the show in the last year?
No.
Have we given you a vasectomy on this show?
No.
All right. Well, we got.
You want to start asking
questions.
Horrible questions?
Are you younger? Are you younger than the Junkies? Like we're 47. Are you younger than 47?
No.
Ooh.
He's older codger. Than the Junks.
You got an old fart on the line?
Hold on, just to rewind. Yeah. Oh, I've got my guess.
All right, you know it? Or how do you know
I don't believe
by the way,
I know
I definitely
it.
Recognize
I'm just
the voice.
It out.
I just am terrible at
I'm
it.
I'm throwing it out. Governor Ehrlich.
Are you Governor
no.
Ehrlich?
No.
Well, he's not in sports, not in entertainment.
I have a question. Is the mystery guest a millionaire?
Ooh. It's a private question, Case.
It needs to be asked.
Are you a millionaire?
Yes.
Oh. All right, let me ask you this. Do you own your own company or multiple companies?
No.
Not in TV.
He's been on the show in the last 5 years, but not the last year. Not in TV, not in sports. He's not the gov.
Vic?
What else millionaire. Is left? Sports entertainment.
Do you like...
there are other things?
I was just going to do a bit. I don't want to do a bit.
Don't do a bit. Ask him a legitimate question.
I'm struggling.
I've got one. Are you a politician?
No.
Hmm.
The thing is, I recognize the voice. I've heard the voice before. That's what's throwing me.
Have we met you in person?
Yes.
In person.
Have you ever given us free stuff?
That's a great question.
No.
Wow.
All right.
Are you a Shea Whitey?
No.
Wow.
Narrowing it down a bit. Not a Whitey.
Is that it? Does he understand what we're saying?
So he has some ethnicity to him.
All right, so hold on. No, Drabby and Valdez are saying he doesn't understand the question.
Okay.
Right, so is it a white guy,
Drabby? Yeah.
It's a white guy.
Oh, okay.
White. He is a white guy. All right.
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a black girl?
Good question.
Yes.
Ooh.
Might be a clue.
He likes the brown sugar.
Did he say, I'm sorry, oh, he's not local, right? So
not local.
Do you live on the East Coast?
Yes.
Do you live in New York City?
Yes.
We're going.
Lives in NYC. All right.
We're going nowhere, though. I don't feel like we're getting any closer.
Are you?
We've narrowed it down to New York City. There's only 20 million people there.
Mystery guest, are you an entrepreneur?
No.
He said he doesn't own his own business. Didn't he say that earlier?
All right, hold on. Are you in the entertainment business at all?
Yes.
Okay, we already asked him TV.
So he's a musician.
I got it. It's Mark Roberge.
No, because he's older than us.
And he's been on in the last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I liked your confidence, though.
I thought I nailed it.
No,
I thought
he's older. Did he say he is a musician?
Asked him that. He said no. All right. He's in the entertainment business, though. You know what? He might be a magician. Yeah. Are you a magician?
No.
Are you an actor?
We asked him that.
He's not in entertainment.
He said he was in entertainment.
He said he is an entertainment. Kind of an actor. There's been 50 clues. I can't remember them all, Valdez. Yeah. Back off. Just relax over there.
It's easier for you. You know who it is.
What the hell does kind of an actor mean?
Maybe he's been like in an infomercial or
it's like a guy that acts.
He's kind of an actor who's not on TV.
Well, it's like me at a Crop Metcalf spot.
Well, could be, right.
Maybe it's Tim Crop. He lives out in this area.
Lives in New York City. White guy, older than 47.
Oh, Stu Feiner. This is Stu Feiner.
No. Oh.
All right, have you ever appeared in a motion picture?
Yes.
So have we.
So he's an actor. He's some sort of actor.
Right, did you play yourself in the movie?
I have.
He's played himself.
I have.
He lives in New York City, played himself.
I have no clue.
I'm embarrassed. We're not getting closer,
Hold
though.
On. Don't give up.
I feel bad for the mystery guest. Okay. We're not getting closer, though.
I think I've got it.
You do?
Older than 55 years old?
No.
He's in that sweet spot. 48 to 55.
You got to ask him if it's him first. Yes. You have to ask him.
You know you got it.
I'm 80% sure.
All right.
Is the mystery guest Michael Rapaport?
No.
Oh,
I said I was 80%. I don't hear any guesses from the rest of you.
How could you be 80% confident?
My confidence was high.
He's been on in the last year.
But hold on, Cakes. We asked him if he was in TV, and he said no.
He said he's been in a motion picture.
Okay, well, he lied to me then, because I asked him if he was in TV.
Well, he lied to you. Oh.
Where are we going?
I wonder what other kinds of entertainment there are. Maybe one like this.
So it's a radio guy.
Ooh,
New York City.
Oh, it's Mike. Is it Mad Dog? No, he's younger. No. He's 55.
Is the mystery guest
between 48 and 55?
Is the mystery guest? I'm just throwing it out there. Craig Carton.
Craig Carton. Right? Is this Craig Carton?
There's no chance.
There's no
it's
chance.
Craig
it's Craig
Carton.
No.
That's what I could promise.
There's a better chance. It's Tim Virgin.
Yeah. All right, Val, we need help.
Give us another question.
Lifeline.
Give us a good question.
Lifeline.
Radio
I know
guy.
You already know
All right,
it.
Does he do sports radio?
I think we need to have like a 10-question limit.
He doesn't do sports radio, but he does radio.
We lose. We got to have like a limit.
Who is it?
He's coming to the DC Improv.
Oh, is it Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, my God.
Gilbert's like 100.
This is Jim Norton.
Oh, is it Norton?
Yay.
Oh, it's Norton.
That's our
we
bad.
Ever do
worst.
That.
Why would we ever do this
it's
stupid thing?
It's supposed to take 2 minutes. That's hard.
You couldn't have got that.
It's embarrassing.
You couldn't have got that.
I know, it's embarrassing.
Jim Norton knows good radio.
You gave up after a minute.
This was the worst radio ever.
You couldn't have got that in 2 minutes.
Because you know what? If we knew we had Jim Norton, we'd spend more time with him.
Yeah.
You know, when you asked me if I was in TV... I've done TV, but I'm not doing anything in TV right now.
Right.
And when you asked me if I was in movies, I was like, yeah, barely. So I didn't know how to answer those questions.
No, Jim, you played...
You did right.
You played the priest, and you got stabbed on the bench. You're definitely an actor.
Oh, you know what? I wasn't thinking of that. You're right. I did have a gig recently. I probably should have said yes when you said you were on TV.
He was in Power.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of it.
And
I have,
how did you not think of it? I saw 10 episodes.
And I think I saw you for a short moment in that show on HBO, Crashing, right?
Yeah, I guess technically I am in TV. I don't consider myself in TV.
Yes, you are.
Plus, he did Louis' show for years.
And you, by the way, Jim, you were pretty damn good in Power. I thought you were good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they gave me a good stabbing at the end of season 4.
You were a drug-dealing priest.
God,
what
that
was
freaking torturous.
Yeah. By the way, I already have tickets. I'm going to go see Jim Norton in a couple weeks at DCM.
You've already got the tickets?
I'm going for the bachelor party.
The name of the tour is the Kneeling Room Only Tour, and it's coming to the DC Improv the 22nd through the 24th.
And nice. I have to jump off in like 2 minutes because I'm doing my own show. We start at 8 o'clock here.
Yeah, yeah, that was the world's longest bit ever.
We botched it. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're the worst.
That's okay. I love you guys. It's fun. It was actually making me laugh because I know you guys know me. So I was enjoying being Uncle Paul. This is my Uncle Paul voice.
All right. So listen, I know. I'm sure the shows are going to be sold out or whatever. But you know, either way, you're welcome to come and hang out if you want. I mean, you know that, right? Open invitation.
I would like to. I think I'm coming in a day early. So I'm thinking on the Friday of the weekend, if you guys are in, I would love to, man.
Awesome.
I would love to come in and see you.
Of course.
It's probably been a little over about a year and a half since I've been in.
Yeah, we can have
a real conversation with you instead of asking 180 out of questions.
Honestly, if we ever do Mystery Guest again, we have to have a limitation on the number of questions.
Why do we suck so bad at it? We're the worst.
It should be 10 questions, and then we lose.
I feel like we need guidance. We're like so dumb.
That's hard.
And we lose because we could have more time with Jim.
I just love that you mentioned Craig Carton. That was my favorite guest. Craig Carton. Is it Ron Goldman?
Yeah. Just how percent I was, Jim.
All right.
Michael Rappaport. All right. Hey, Jim, we know you got to run. Thank you, buddy. We'll definitely try to get you in studio. Open invitation.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. Great.
Thank
you,
Jim. All right, hold on.
All right, bye.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, producers, are you embarrassed?
Well, I feel bad.
But that's what happened.
The problem is, first of all, I knew he was coming in when he's coming to town.
Yeah.
So I realized if the interview bombed today that we'd have a real one in two weeks.
Yeah.
The problem is you guys put the pressure on and you said, we need a real mystery guest, no more Mr. Washes. So I had to do it with a real guest, and now it's embarrassing for us.
Exactly.
No, I think that was good. That was just very hard.
No, that was embarrassing.
The one thing that we spaced was comedian.
I'm not one bit embarrassed.
We've never been
I'm
good
kind
at
of
that.
Embarrassed.
Not embarrassed
We've
at all. Never been good at that. That's why Paul Stanley got bitter.
No, Paul Stanley. We knew, but we goofed on him. See, we did that.
But hold on.
That was a fake mystery guest.
Well, hold on a second. We asked him if he's ever done television. He said no.
Correct.
Okay, so even if I knew.
I think you said, is he in TV?
I think there was a disconnect because I think he thought, I'm most known for being in TV.
He's done a ton of television.
I saw him on a TV show in the last month.
Right. He was in Power, like 10 episodes. Right.
I know, but.
So he threw us off.
I know, but I think he was thinking that I'm not most known for being in television, but I've been in television.
Same thing with you, Jason.
I couldn't know that. So even if you had told me in my ear it's Jim Norton, I wouldn't have guessed it based on his answers.
I like that you're in comedy. Gilbert Gottfried?
Well, the only reason I said that is because someone texted it.
I think it's Gilbert Gottfried.
But Gilbert Gottfried can never do
it. It made you laugh.
Gilbert Gottfried can never do his voice like that.
That's true.
Because you're like, I feel bad for the guest.
Correct.
Well, even worse is that I asked for permission through his PR person yesterday because I didn't want to spring this on him.
Right.
And then when he called in today, I said, you ready to do the mystery bit, guest? And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. But all right.
All right.
Sprung on him.
Well, I do know this. This is not a mystery guest. We're going to have Jay Beagle on the show coming up at 8:40, actually, for the morning skate. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.